We hear in the gospel, Jesus being driven out into the desert by the Spirit. And this would have happened right after Jesus is baptized by John the Baptist in the Jordan River. And we hear from Mark's gospel about this today, real short. So it's one of the things, you know, Jesus, we can kind of wonder, well, why is one thing about this is why is the Spirit driving Jesus out? Or if you read Luke's account and Matthew's account, it says that the Spirit led Jesus out. I thought Jesus was God. Why is the Spirit, the third person of the Blessed Trinity, leading Jesus out into the desert? So just to be mindful, remember, Jesus obviously is God. He has a divine nature. But when he became man in the incarnation, when Mary said her yes, and Jesus, he took on a human nature. And so that human nature is united with his divine nature. It's called the hypostatic union. So he's one person, and he has two natures. Well, because he has a human nature, we hear in Scripture how he is like us. Jesus is like us in all things but sin. So in other words, all of us have a human nature. We don't have a divine nature. Only God has that. But we have a human nature, and as a result of that, we have a human soul, which has an intellect and will, basically. And then we have a body. So Jesus, when he took on that human nature, he has now a human will and a human intellect. And he also had a body. He still has a body. He's glorified at this point. A reminder for all of us that what we're called to. So he has a human will and an intellect. So because he's like us in all things but sin, like you and I, we have to learn and grow, and we experience various things, and we learn from them. We're tempted, we're tested. You know, our wills are like, do you really love me? The Lord kind of says to us, and we have to say yes, and then follow what he asks, follow his commands. But we're tested. Our wills are tested. And in such, as a result, we're strengthened if we but follow the Lord. If we don't, then we're weakened. So, after his baptism, Jesus is led out by the Spirit, driven out into the desert. And I'm not sure, you know, Jesus, it sounds like he didn't say, well, it's here. Now I'm baptized, and now I have to go out to the desert. It was almost like God the Father said, now I want you to do this. Of course, Jesus does the will of his Father perfectly. And the Spirit moves him out into the desert. So it's like, he's being, okay, this is what you're going to do next, Jesus. And you think about it, going out into the desert, it's not like something where, let's see, that's where I want to go next. I want to go to the desert where it's, you know, it's kind of cold at night, hot during the day, and turns out he doesn't really eat anything when he's out there. He's by himself. He's amongst wild beasts. It's like, I'm not sure if I'd want to go there. You know, if you're thinking about going someplace, you probably maybe wouldn't want to necessarily go to the desert. But Jesus goes out there. This is what God the Father wants of him, so he goes out there. And again, that's him in part submitting his human will to the will of the Father. He's going out there. But it also points out an important element for us. You know, if Jesus in his humanity is led by the Spirit, driven by the Spirit, then it's important for us to be mindful that we too have the same thing happen to us. We're called to allow the Spirit to drive us or move us or lead us in our lives. Something we have to be really cognizant of and aware of. You know, so again, it seems a repetitive theme. If we, to be attentive, to be listening, to be attuned to the Spirit in our lives. And, you know, when we experience various things, sometimes, you know, there's things that we don't really want to do, but we do them Because we know what's right, we know what's good, we know what God the Father wants of us. So we do it. That's in part why, you know, we have Lent, and fasting helps us to discipline our wills. I'll touch on that a little bit later. So there's things that we don't necessarily want to do, but we do them anyway because we know they're good, we know they're right. And we're strengthened by that. You know, if you're like sitting on the couch and, you know, watching TV and kind of have an inkling, it's just like, you know, this show isn't any good anyway. You know, I got other stuff to do that would be better use of my time. Might be the Spirit saying, hey, get off the couch, go and do that task that's been sitting there for a while. Or maybe you should read scripture or go pray or go do something with the family, whatever it might be, to listen to the Spirit, to be moved by the Spirit in good ways. So that's important. You know, if Jesus shows us that, then we probably should do it too. It's really important. So to be attentive, to be listening to the Spirit. And then when the Spirit moves us, to have the will, to have the discipline to do it. And that's in part, you know, certainly where fasting comes in. And what did Jesus do? He fasted for 40 days. It doesn't say this in Mark's account, but if you read Matthew's and Luke, it both says that he fasted for 40 days. He didn't eat anything for 40 days. I'm like, wow, how can someone do that? Someone actually tried to do that. I heard about this. This person tried to fast like Jesus did for 40 days. He actually ended up dying. I'm like, wow, how did Jesus do it if this other person, I mean, physically, it doesn't seem like we can do it. But remember, Jesus is God. It does say in Mark's gospel that angels ministered to him. I'm not sure what that means. But it seems like he really did not eat anything for 40 days. Again, he's God. So he can do a lot of things, you know, in his divinity. Maybe he helped his humanity in that sense. But just think, if he didn't have anything to eat, how that must have, you know, he maybe, you know, have hunger pains, other things he experienced to be able to discipline and say, because he could, like the devil tempted him at the end, said, change this rock into a piece of bread. Jesus could have done something like that, but he didn't. He was disciplining his will, human will. You know, that's what fasting does. You know, so if Jesus was a more spiritual thing, it seems, for Jesus, then for us, fasting, certainly on the physical level, fasting can be beneficial. But on the spiritual realm, fasting is very powerful. It's a very important thing that we are all called to do. Jesus, at one point, when his disciples were trying to cast out a demon from an individual, it wasn't working. What did Jesus say? He said, these only come out by prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. So fasting is certainly physically can be helpful, but also spiritually very, very beneficial. Helps us to discipline our will so that when the Holy Spirit says, hey, I want you to do this, we have that fortitude, we have the discipline to say yes, and we actually do it. The other thing I want to bring out, Jesus is out in the desert. He was by himself. I mean, it doesn't seem like he, you know, took any friends along. It was like he was by himself. Now, of course, he was out there, and he had ample opportunity to pray to his Father. And we see that throughout his public ministry, that he often goes off and prays by himself. So, being by himself, praying by himself to the Father, being able to experience that's important. Because partly, you know, as Christians, obviously we're called to pray. Catholics are called to pray. Certainly Lent is an opportunity for us to grow in our prayer life. But also experience being by ourselves. Now, I'm not saying we should be hermits or whatever. Some do. Some are that. But to experience being alone in the Lord. Because ultimately, you think about it, ultimately we're going to come before God, and we're not going to have anybody else with us. It's going to be like, it's going to be us and God the Father. It's like we're before Him. And so for us to experience just being alone in the Lord, you know, sometimes life can, you know, we can get people who, you know, maybe they're attacking us, or we might just feel alone in the world at times because of what we believe in, what we stand up for. So if we have already a good realization of that, that can be very helpful when those times come. And remember, Jesus, He's going into this desert for 40 days. It's before He goes out into His public ministry, where, of course, He's criticized and put down. So He's being strengthened. His human soul is being strengthened. So the same for us. Again, it's really important to strengthen our soul. Remember, God at one point, He says through this Bible, says basically that gold is tested by fire. And we're going to be tested. So to realize that. Also, at one point, it says in the scripture that God chastises those whom He loves. So, you know, we're going to experience trials and tribulations and tests. But we're always called to know that the Lord is with us. He's by us, even if we feel alone. So this, again, Jesus then goes, as we heard in Mark's gospel today, He goes up to Galilee, and that's where He starts His public ministry. So he, in part, He needed, it seems, in this humanity, He needed to be strengthened, be ready, kind of like be prepared for His ministry. So for us to be mindful about that, that, you know, when the Holy Spirit moves in our lives, when we fast, when we pray, we're being strengthened so that we too, like Jesus, in our public lives, can be ministers, to be people of the gospel, to bring the good news of Christ to others.